Welcome to the Keystone Kickoff Show from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white, drink blue and light. And don't forget to try the new Labatt Blue Light Seltzer Variety Pack, available at retailers throughout Pennsylvania.
And welcome back to the Keystone Kickoff Show. It's quarter number three, brought to you by DraftKings. And from collegiate to professional sports, the sports calendar is in full swing. No better place to get in on all of the action than with DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app. And celebrating this year's football playoffs, DraftKings is giving all new players a chance to bet on any of this week's pro football games at 100-1 odds. That's right. All you have to do is bet $1 on any football game this weekend, and if your team wins, you cash $100. How about that? So download the top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code KSN when you sign up, and you get 100-1 odds on any football game this weekend. That's code KSN for new players for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. All right, quarter number three, the Keystone Kickoff Show. I'm Jim Galante. He's Dustin Hawkinsmith. Dustin, in quarter number one, we took a look at the big change at offensive coordinator for Penn State. Mike Yurcich is in. Kirk Ciarca is out. Now the question going forward is, what effect is this going to have on Penn State's offense in 2021?
I mean, you gotta like their chances. I mean, between the personnel, and I think a lot of people would agree, like, yeah, there's a little bit more risk involved, especially, you know, going through a turnover. Will spring practice happen? There's some risk involved in bringing in Yurcich at this time, but there's definitively more upside, I think, in that hire. And at the same time, you have a couple of veteran quarterbacks who are kind of finding their rhythm as a little 1-2 punch with Sean Clifford and Will Levis. You've now got Jahan Dotson back, which is a huge piece of news, to go with Parker Washington, a really, really good, vibrant 1-2 punch who can make all kinds of plays on the outside. You saw, you know, reasons to be optimistic, a lot of reasons to be optimistic, I think, about Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson. And we'll see if Zach Kuntz can get healthy at tight end. The offensive line will be replacing some guys, but they've been building this offensive line unit that's capable of absorbing those losses by getting deeper into the rotation more often. So you've got guys with experience coming back. I don't really have a lot of concerns about the line. So you got all the ingredients here that if Yurcich can make a quick transition and figure out, you know, what elements of his style, what elements of Penn State's existing style, how to marry those concepts together and make the best use of his personnel. There's a lot of reasons to believe that this offense will be more explosive. And I think the most important thing, Jim, I think numbers wise, Penn State's offense was good in 2020, but you're looking for an offense that can do damage against the best defenses in the league, the best defenses in the country. I think having Mike Yurcich in with all these other ingredients gives them a better shot of, say, scoring points against Ohio State.
Let's talk specifically about what a Mike Yurcich offense means. In seeing some of the highlights and reports, it means it's up tempo. You watch, if you go back to the Oklahoma State days, just racking up points. He did the same thing, of course, at Ohio State and at Texas. Other than up tempo, what does it mean when you say a Mike Yurcich offense?
Yeah, I think the tempo thing is huge. Pre-snap motion is something that he believes in. Taking shots down the field has been another big part of it. Quarterbacks with a big arm is what he's been looking for. Now, you know, transitioning into something like that, he's going to have to, you know, there's going to be some give and take. I think, for example, having two guys who are 5'11" as your starting wide receivers, as your top playmakers in that regard, is pushing the ball down the field again and again the best fit for those guys? Or are you going to cater the offense to their strengths, which in both of their cases, Jahan Dotson and Parker Washington, is making plays after the catch? Now, also, you know, it's not just about the passing game. I think, you know, spreading teams out, using the RPO stuff is something that should continue, but also utilizing these running backs. You know, I think that's one of the things Oklahoma State, for example, where Mike Yurcich was for 5 years, had the reputation, obviously, as a quick strike passing offense, but they also created opportunities in the run game. You're going to see those opportunities still for Kevon Lee, for Devin Ford, Noah Kane, and Keziah Holmes. So I think, you know, the strengths of this Penn State offense from a personnel standpoint, they're still going to be strengths. I think you're just going to see a faster tempo. You're still going to see RPO. And I think you're probably going to see more shots down the field, which if I'm a fan, I'm not arguing with that at all. I think with these guys, with these playmakers you have coming back, this whole recipe sets up, I think, pretty nicely for Penn State.
I believe it does also. Now, one of the conversations that's gone on among Penn State fans ever since James Franklin took over was the use of a fullback. And now, in the Mike Yurcich offense, he doesn't use a fullback per se, but he has used something at Oklahoma State. They called it the cowboy back. What exactly does that mean?
Well, that'll be an interesting thing to see. I mean, is this a situation where maybe you use the tight end as an H-back kind of thing and make them a lead blocker sometimes? We'll see. I mean, this is something that James Franklin's been adamant about not utilizing. But if it's something that Mike Yurcich wants, if it's something that he really believes in, maybe Penn State will have some more elements of it. They don't really have that guy, unless you look at maybe what's his name, Tank Smith on the roster. That's a pretty natural transition, a kid named Tank to be a cowboy type back. So yeah, we'll see. This is one of the things, the great unknowns yet about where the push and pull is going to come from. Will Penn State do something like that? I don't know. I think my money would be against it, but this will be an interesting thing to watch for sure.
Well, in effect, Dustin, didn't they this past year and even the year prior in 2019 with Pat Freiermuth often use the tight end? Sometimes it was in motion to be the lead back, lead the running back through the hole. And with Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson, it does seem like they have a couple players there who are very willing blockers.
They are willing blockers. They're willing and they're able. And I think they're able, you're able to kind of get them out in the move. You're able to get them in the open field and feel confident that they can take on a linebacker or a safety or a cornerback and clear the way if they need to. They've got an interesting collection of guys here. And I think you nailed it right there. And it's something that I think Brenton Strange and Theo Johnson and Zach Koontz, they've managed, and with the help of Tyler Bowen, the tight end coach, they've managed to get these guys to a place where they're not just glorified wide receivers. They're not slow wide receivers. These guys are blockers and they are receivers at the same time. And they are candidates to do a little bit more in that regard if that's what Mike Yurcich wants them to do.
Let's get back to the quarterback position. That's so important. It seems like with Mike Yurcich, when you make the comments, it's quick reads, quick throws. Does that work for Sean Clifford?
I think it does. I mean, I think he's got more to him than what we've seen. I think he's got more to him, certainly, than we saw at the start of last season. And I think this does give him a chance to maybe change his thinking, his mindset, see things a little bit differently. You know, he's been through all the adversity and I think come out the other side maybe a little bit stronger. I think it fits his skill set to make quick reads and to deliver the ball with accuracy, you know, in that kind of way. When he's been at his worst, he's been asked to do too much. You know, don't put so much of the burden on him to make plays happen and throw guys open. I mean, I think having a system where you have a real identity and you're able to lean on his ability there, I think it's going to be good for him. I think that's his strength, is getting the ball out quickly, making a simple, quick read, and not overthinking it. And certainly getting the ball out quickly, because pressure situations were not optimal for him either. He was not a quarterback who thrived in the face of pressure. Not many are, but for him in particular, it tended to muddy things up, his decision-making process.
I do think he showed that quick read, quick release did work for him. We saw more of that as the season progressed. But the 0-5 start, a lot of people would look at, hey, new coordinator, not a spring practice, the Zoom method of teaching made it tough for a first year coordinator. Well, guess what, Dustin? Spring practice is still in doubt. This is another new coordinator. And might I remind people, first game of the year is, I believe, at Wisconsin next season. How does that affect, you know, I know Sean Clifford's a veteran quarterback, but this is third offensive coordinator in 3 years.
Yeah, and like you said, there's a lot of variables still in play, and that's why I think that there's a lot of upside in this move. There's also some downside. There's also the downside of getting off to a slow start again in 2021 if you're not careful, if you haven't learned your lesson. It's an aggressive move, and I think from a big picture program standpoint, it's kind of where Penn State would like to be with a known kind of hotshot offensive coordinator. But I think looking into 2021, if they're going through the same things, the same transition, the same no spring practice, it's hard to believe that the results are going to be wildly different, right? To start the year, there's going to be some bumps in the road, and maybe, you know, maybe with the right guy, those bumps are a little bit fewer. Maybe this experience of 2020 can help them get up to speed a little bit faster, but it's definitely a risk.
Let's look at this now from the other side, from Mike Yurcich's side, making the decision to come to Penn State. What are the elements here? Meaning, you know, it's working for James Franklin, looking around at the talent on this Penn State offense. What makes this job attractive for Mike Yurcich?
Well, I don't know what his ambitions are, but I think for him, he's in the same category of offensive mind as Joe Moorhead. And look at what Joe Moorhead was able to accomplish in a couple years here. Look what he was able to do for himself in his career. So I think you can see visibly the upside of, okay, if you come in to Penn State and you contend with Ohio State, you beat Michigan, you play in front of a whiteout crowd, you average 40 plus points, you light up the scoreboard, you kind of innovate, you have a nice base of talent, and you have a chance to grow that base of talent if your offense can kind of show some fireworks. You have access to some really good players now and in the future. I think this is a job on a Big Ten level that you can be a national caliber team and offense. I think the upside is clear. I don't know if Mike Yurcich is going to be just an electric play caller his whole career. Is he an NFL guy? Does he want to be a head coach? Whatever he wants to be next, succeeding at Penn State will help him do it.
There's no doubt about that. Joe Moorhead was a good example. What he did here did lead to a head coaching job for him. You got to think that this guy, still a young guy, has that kind of ambition to be a head man somewhere. All right, that is it for quarter number three. In quarter number four, we're going to continue the conversation you and I have had, oh gosh, Dustin, even for months, about just how important that quarterback position is. Stay tuned.
DraftKings Sportsbook, America's top-rated sportsbook app, is giving all new players the chance to bet on any of this weekend's professional football games at 100-1 odds. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app and sign up using code KSN for new players to get a shot at $100 on any football action this weekend. That's code KSN for a limited time only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only, restrictions apply. In partnership with Meadows Racetrack and Casino, see DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
This is where the temperatures are unkind. This is where water freezes in the blink of an eye. This is where the wind bites harder than a mid-ice cross check. This is where the beer is always on ice. This is Labatt Hockey, played the way Mother Nature intended. Labatt Blue is proud to support pond hockey and all the hardy souls that like to play it cool. This is Labatt Hockey.
Beer, Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York.